From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Senate took its first formal step toward overhauling immigration laws. The Judiciary Committee held a hearing to discuss what new legislation should look like. And while changing immigration law has become a bipartisan cause since the 2012 election, Republicans still presented some stiff resistance. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy opened today's immigration hearing with a warning that a bill on this politically hot issue has to be produced soon before enthusiasm wanes.
I would say to everybody, the window of opportunity will not stay open long. We're going to act on this issue. We have to do it without delay. And I hope today's hearing helps to emphasize the urgency of the situation.
The panel's top Republican, Charles Grassley of Iowa, declared that he, for one, had seen it all before.
I voted for the 1986 amnesty because I believed it was a one-time solution to our problem. I was wrong. And today we're forced to deal with the same problem and the same arguments and the same ideas of how to improve the situation.
The hearing room was filled with people who could be directly affected by changes in immigration laws. Their anger over the Obama administration's tough enforcement of current laws became audible as Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano began addressing the committee as the lead witness.
I now serve as the chief enforcer of immigration law and the chief administrator of immigration services. I have dealt with immigration law and policy.
The committee will stand in recess until the police can restore order. The police will restore order.
Napolitano soon resumed, assuring the panel that, in her words, our borders have in fact never been stronger. The former Arizona governor said much has changed since Ronald Reagan signed what many consider to have been an amnesty for 3 million undocumented immigrants.
In 1986, the then INS removed, I think, about 25,000 individuals from the country. Last year, we removed 409,000. It's a record number. 55% of those had other criminal convictions, by the way. But it's the enforcement of and the removals that have caused some of the tensions that we saw expressed earlier today.
Napolitano was followed at the witness table by a former Washington Post reporter.
I come to you as one of our country's 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Jose Antonio Vargas told the panel that he has been unable to obtain U.S. citizenship since being brought to the country as a child by his grandfather from the Philippines more than two decades ago.
For all the undocumented immigrants who are actually sitting here at this hearing, for the people watching online and for the 11 million of us, what do you want to do with us?
Another witness offered an answer. Janet Murguia heads the National Council of La Raza.
The single most essential element of immigration reform is an earned legalization program with a clear, achievable roadmap to citizenship.
It's a roadmap that's been embraced by South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who put this question to Napolitano.
Have you ever seen a better opportunity than the moment that exists today to pass comprehensive immigration reform that would prevent a third wave?
No, this is the moment.
Graham and other Republicans are insisting that before any illegal immigrants have a shot at citizenship, a commission must first establish that the borders are indeed secure. But Alabama's Jeff Sessions was one of several Republicans on the panel who said essentially, not so fast.
We're not going to be taking a pig in the poke. And this, a lot of overconfidence about this bill.
Sessions warned that any immigration bill will be getting a lot of scrutiny from him and others. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.